we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing to look at the topic, rock music and the family. In 1 Samuel 16, King Saul of Israel was beset with an evil spirit. His servants, understanding the nature of the problem, prescribed music as the solution. They urged Saul to seek out a man who is a cunning player on the harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. Saul followed the advice, and selected young David to be in his court. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp, and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. We find here that three things happened to Saul. In the first place, he was refreshed, physically restored as his body responded to the pleasant music. Then he was made well, freed from the depression that his mind had experienced. And finally, the evil spirit departed from him as his spirit responded to the music and threw off the evil influence of this demonic being. A physical response, a mental response, and a spiritual response. What an awesome illustration of the power of music over the individual. This is why I'm emphasizing the need for wisdom on the part of Christian families in the way that they select and play music in their homes. I'm talking today to Christian parents who set an example every day to their children, and I'm afraid that many times the example you set is not all that it should be. If you listen to rock music yourself, it's a sure thing that your children will also listen to rock music. Do Christian parents listen to rock music? Yes. Sad to say, there are many Christian parents who themselves have never set up a high standard for the music they listen to. 1/5 of all adults in the United States choose rock music as their favorite music, and many of these are Christian adults. And the problem with this is that it sets an example before your children that will be hard to overcome in later years. Harold Myra and Dean Merrill, in their book Rock, Bach, and Super Schlock, have well pointed out that before a child is a year old, he's already starting to build music memories. He remembers the last time his mommy sang him to sleep and it felt good, and he wants to enjoy that feeling again. In the years to come, he'll be collecting huge numbers of such memories. Is this the kind of music that you want your children to adopt as their own? Listen to just a few comments about rock music from people who ought to know its true character. Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones said, "There's no such thing as a secure, family-oriented rock and roll song." Dmitri Tiomkin, composer and conductor, commented, "The big beat is deliberately aimed at exciting the listener. There's actually very little melody, only rhythm. We seem to be reverting to savagery." Youngsters who listen constantly to this sort of sound are thrust into turmoil. They are no longer relaxed, normal kids. Little Richard, one of the early rock stars, now rejects his former profession, saying, "Rock and roll doesn't glorify God. You can't drink out of God's cup and the devil's cup at the same time. I was one of the pioneers of that music, one of the builders. I know what the blocks are made of because I built them." Alexander Solzhenitsyn stated, "The human soul longs for things higher, warmer, and purer than those offered by today's intolerable music." On and on the comments go, pointing out that rock music is the devil's music, doing the devil's work as it turns young people away from Christian principles of life. My question today for Christian parents, are you helping Satan by setting a poor example before your children? I challenge you to make your music that which would help your children build godly listening habits into their lives.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.